listener exclusive.
The Bidgee Bubble.
That's right. Good to have you on the Bidgee Bubble, where the locals go for anything worth hearing about in the Riverina MIA. It's Matty Ray here, and this Saturday, coming up the third one of the month, which means there's a market day on at Griffith Central, and school holidays are on, so maybe the regular stall holders will have an extra helping hand, perhaps, and maybe even a few new stall holders altogether. And if you want to be one of them, get in touch with Griffith Central by emailing manager@griffithcentral.com. Market day happens from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Firstly, want to wish all the young ones out there, hope they're enjoying their school holidays and they enjoyed a week full of free events thanks to Youth Week, funded by the New South Wales State Government. Really excellent that that fell on the first week of these autumn school holidays. Looking for a swing of golf? The monthly medal on at the Griffith Golf Club this Saturday. Registrations via the Pro Shop on 6962 3764. And we have Anzac Day closing in. It's happening Thursday week. Here's what we know so far as services in the Riverina MIA go. For the Leeton Shire, and thanks to the Leeton RSL sub-branch, a dawn service at 5:45, form up, corner of Church Street and Pine Ave, around the Wade Hotel, and at 6, march off to the Cenotaph for the dawn service. In Leeton, form up at Leeton Courthouse for the main service during the morning at 9:45, and then march off to the Cenotaph at 10. Following the main service, there'll be a short service held at the Leeton Memorial Shrine at the Leeton Soldiers Club. For Yanko, at the Yanko Memorial Hall is when commemorations begin at noon, and for Witten at 3 p.m. at the Witten Memorial Gates. Over in Griffith, the Griffith RSL sub-branch, in conjunction with the Griffith Exies Club and the Yenda Diggers Club, have committed to organising Anzac Day commemorations. At 9 a.m. on Anzac Day, there'll be a church service held at St. Albans Cathedral Church, and there's also a shuttle bus being provided to the Griffith RSL sub-branch that will go to the Griffith Exies Club, Yenda Diggers Club, and the Sporties. This is provided to the community. All that's asked for is a gold coin donation. And the RSL sub-branch of Griffith is calling for volunteers to help out with its Anzac appeal for 2024. They're selling Anzac badges and merchandise from Saturday the 20th through to April the 24th. All monies raised from the Anzac appeal stay in the Griffith RSL sub-branch to support the veterans and families in our community. The locations and times are as follows. Saturday and Sunday outside of Bunnings, the morning shift from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and afternoon shift from 1 to 4 p.m. And Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday at Griffith Central, with a morning shift from 10 a.m. to 12 noon and noon until 2 p.m. the afternoon shift. If you've got spare time that you want to lend to help with the Anzac appeal, please contact the sub-branch secretary via direct message or emailing griffithsb@rslnsw.org.au. And you can put your name down there, lest we forget. And our feature guest who's with me on the Bidgee Bubble right now for this week, none other than Robert Nasso Nassimbine. Nasso, of course, the president of the Griffith Waratahs. This proud footy club is in its 60th year this year, and it's one of the feel-good stories of 2024, given that they have come out of recess to form up teams in 5 grades to rejoin the Group 20. Nasso, thanks for your time this week.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks for inviting me along to promote the 60-year reunion.
We'll get to that, because it is obviously a massive historical day, and it's going to be a huge one for the club on the 18th of May. But you're back in this year after being in recess last year. So talk about the recess and what has built up to seeing you guys back and competing again in the Group 20.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah, look, 2023, we went into recess. We had a lack of players, so we decided as a club to go into recess, not to fold. And a lot of hard work from our small working committee, we were able to form actually 5 teams this year in the 2024 Group 20 competition. I'd say all the clubs are very happy that we're back in. And trend along, you know, we're only second week into it, but we're currently working on getting a 16 side.
Yep.
We have a league tag side, and we have a women's tackle side, plus we've got reserve grade and first grade. It was a tough year going into recess. We did a lot of fundraising and player recruitment, mainly all local players. Willie Lua here is our captain coach. He's a born and bred local. Yeah, so we're looking forward to the 2024 season and beyond.
So even though you went into recess last year, there was an effort to get things up and going. You even brought someone in, like an international coach, was it?
Last year we brought over the World Cup Fijian coach, Joe Darakuda.
Yeah.
He came across for us to help us out. He had some connections, but unfortunately we were unable to get going. So we still have the connections with Joe over in Fiji, but to get the players across is quite hard with the visas and things like that.
Yeah, that's right. But the good news is that you're back up and running. Not quite the result you're after against Leeton on the weekend, but still two games under your belt, and I reckon there might be a win coming at some point.
Well, look, yeah, it wasn't a win, but it was great for the Waratah Football Club to have three sides competing in the day. Leeton were quite receptive for us, and we all went back and had a presentation, and yeah, look, give it time, but we'll get there.
Exactly. All right, the big one, the 60th anniversary. This is, of course, happening on the 18th of May. It'll be at the Exies Bagtown at the Newlands Scala. You can purchase tickets for $75 online, direct debit or cash at Fred Cole Better Home Living in Griffith, if that's where you're on your way. Talk about what's going to run through on the evening, Nasso.
Righto. No, thank you. 60 years. So the Waratahs were formed back 60 years ago at the top of the area hotel. We have a fun night. We've got a couple of special guests coming. More importantly, we have Ray Brown. So he played for the Manly Warringah side, plus Australia. He's coming back. Warren Jout, he won him a grand final. And we have a few other coaches coming back. Yeah, we've got a couple of special guests, but we're going to hold the wraps on that. And hopefully we can get the local Terry Regan. He's put his hand up, said he's going to come back. So we should have a few laughs on the night.
Excellent. You can't give us any clues as to who else might be coming over?
He's an older gentleman. He did play for Australia, and he's from the Riverina. That's pretty much all I can say. But we're looking, we've got some hard-working committee have been putting together some memorabilia, quite a old photos and old programs. So it should be a great night.
Yeah, should be. And, of course, the following day there will be the big derby up against the Black and Whites.
That's correct, the local derby. So that's scheduled for the 9th down at the Sporties. That should be a big day. So hopefully we've got five grades again playing that day. And, it should be good. Our first home game is actually not this weekend, but the coming Saturday on the 27th of April is our first home game. We hope to get a big crowd to see us back on the field. We'd be playing Darlington Point, Conley Embley, and hopefully we've got five grades playing that day.
Yep, fingers crossed you do. And well done in getting all five grades going after being in recess for a year. That's a huge achievement.
No, thank you. Still a work in progress, too. We're working hard with our Waratah Junior Committee, led by Robert Donovan, get along quite well with him. So we're trying our best to bring some juniors up to play the under-16s.
Yeah.
Under-18s we don't have, but we'll keep on trying.
Yeah. Well, Nasso, you've done an incredible job. It's great to see the Waratahs back and running again, and this year as well, the 60th year. It's going to be a massive night of reflection and celebration of the Griffith Waratahs, and the old boys will be down there. Again, $75 for your tickets, so you can grab them online, or if you're shopping at Fred Cole Better Home Living in Griffith, you can also grab them down there on the 18th of May at the Exies Bagtown at Newlands Scala. Be a great night for the derby up against the Black and Whites. Nasso, thank you very much.
No, thanks, Matt. Thank you.
And thanks to Robert Nassenbeen for being our guest on the Bidgee Bubble this week. And until next week, that's all for now. If you'd like to get notified when there's a new episode of the Bidgee Bubble, add Riverina MIA Triple M Breakfast to your favourites on the Listener app. I've been Matty Ray. All the best to you.
A Listener Exclusive.